The following advert appeared in the St. Petersburg Times in 1977, and it said this: "Do you permit your boss, your friends, or lover to walk all over you? Is it impossible for you to get waited on in a restaurant? Is hailing a taxi beyond you? If so, you may want to join an organization for proud cowards called Doormats." And Doormats is an acronym for Dependent Order of Really Meek and Timid Souls. So do you think you should belong to an organization called Doormats because you're just so meek and you're so mild and so cowardly that that organization would be really suitable for you? Well, this organization was actually founded by a guy called Upton Dixon, and he wrote a pamphlet called Cower Power. And their official motto is, "The meek shall inherit the earth, if that's okay with everybody else." Now, this is the common perception of meekness. When most people think someone is meek, that's pretty much what they envision: somebody who's weak. And so the title of my message today is Meekness or Weakness. They think of a meek person as being a doormat, being a prey for bullies, being quiet and unassuming, and being easily pushed around by other people. Now, two people in the Bible are referred to as meek. Well, more than two people, but two people especially. One was Moses, and the other was Jesus. In fact, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "Now Moses was very meek above all that there were on the face of the earth." I think another translation says he was one of the meekest persons on the face of the earth. And yet, this meek man, he thundered when he brought the tablets of stone down from the mountain, and when he saw the people worshipping the golden calf, he slammed the tablets of stone down on the ground and he broke them. Now, that does not seem to me to be a meek man in our understanding of the term today. And then, of course, there was Jesus, who teaches meekness but practiced meekness himself. And yet, Jesus, when he saw the money changers in the temple, he got extremely angry with them, and he shouted at them, and he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, and yet you have made it into a den of thieves." And he turned the tables over, and he kicked them out of the temple. Is that meekness in our understanding of the term today? So you have our perception of meekness, which is a mild-mannered wimp, and yet you have the Bible's understanding of meekness, which seems to be different from that. So today, how can we define meekness in biblical terms? So most people think that meekness means a weak, a spineless person without any backbone, unable to stand up for themselves, allowing themselves to be walked over by other people. But in the original language, in the Greek language, the word meek is the same as the word for bridling a horse or training a wild animal. In other words, meekness involves a process of training and taming the animal. It's not that the animal has become powerless, but that the power of the animal has been brought under the control of the tamer. The power is still there. The strength is still there, but it's no longer wild. It's under control. So, in the Christian realm, when we talk about a meek person, We're not talking about a spineless wimp. We're talking about a person whose life has been brought under the control of the Holy Spirit. And God is in control of that person's life. So this leads me to believe that meekness is when you take something powerful, something strong, like a stallion, and you tame it. So you bring it under the control of something or someone else. So in our terms then, you take something powerful in our lives, like our emotions, our anger, our fear, our judgmental spirit, our condemnation, or whatever emotion you may want to think of, or whatever temperament you may want to speak of, and you bring it under control. That's meekness. It's power, it's strength under control. So it's power, strength, energy, enthusiasm, powerful emotions in our lives, and you bring those things under control. You don't allow them to run unbridled in your life. So a meek person will not allow anger or fear or intimidation or any of those negative emotions to run unchecked in their lives. They bring them under control. So that's the challenge for us as Christians, to be meek. Does not mean to be a wimp. Does not mean to allow other people to walk all over you. It means that you don't allow your emotions to walk all over you and to dominate and to control your life. Biblically, a meek person, like Jesus or like Moses, is someone who is under the control of God and the Holy Spirit. So that person may have powerful emotions, but these emotions have been tamed and they have been trained and they have been brought under the influence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So like a wild stallion, the power is still there, but it's controlled, it's directed in a certain direction. Amen? So a meek person is not a wimp. A meek person is not a weak person. A weak person is a very strong person who is able to bring very powerful emotions under the control of the Holy Spirit. This idea that meekness is power under control is supported by the Bible. You have to read Matthew chapter 5, which is the beatitude I'm speaking about today, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." You have to bring that beatitude and understand it in the context of Psalm 37, because Jesus is quoting from Psalm 37 when he says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inhabit the earth." Because Psalm 37 says, "Blessed are the meek." Sorry, Psalm 37 says, "But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity." So you have to understand meekness in the context of what Psalm 37 says. Now, in verse 11 of Psalm 37, the psalmist David sums up what he's saying so far by saying, "The meek will inherit the land." So what does he say before that? Who are the meek? Well, he equates the meek to the righteous, to the godly person. And he says, "The meek of the godly person, they trust in the Lord and they do good." So that's the first thing about a meek person. Your meekness will lead you to trust in God in every circumstance of your life and will lead you to do good. Meekness leads to action. So the meek person doesn't cower like a mouse, but roars like a lion when something needs to be done about a situation. So, for example, to be bold. They are submissive enough and teachable enough that they don't hesitate to step up to the plate. So your meekness will not cause you to be a coward, but will cause you to be bold as a lion, will cause you to be courageous in the face of injustice and in the face of difficult circumstances. Meekness is following the leading of the Holy Spirit and the teachings of God in a godly way. So the meek trust in the Lord and do good. The meek take delight in the Lord. It says in the psalm, it says, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though they may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So there's a blessing for the meek. Then it says also in Psalm 37, the meek commit their way to the Lord. So it's like your life is handed over to God, and you trust in God to lead you and to guide you. So you're saying to God, you just take me where you want me to go. If you say turn left, I'll turn left. If you say turn right, I'll turn right. If you say turn around, I'll turn around. If you say stop, I'll stop. Lord, it's my life, but I'm committing my way to you. I'm turning my life over to you. And I'm going to allow you to guide me and to lead me. So you tame me, Lord, and you take hold of my life, and you take me where you want me to go. So that's in their relationship to God. In their relationship to God, the meek trust in the Lord. They delight in the Lord. They commit their way to the Lord. And they are still before God. Because that aspect of stillness means that you can hear from God so that he can guide you and that he can direct you. Now, that's in their relationship to God. So how are the meek in their relationship to other people? The general perception is that they are doormats. The meek person just holds back all the time, doesn't assert themselves. But in Christian terms, the meek are able to control their own spirits. Meekness answers the question of how we deal with provocation when people provoke us, when they agitate us and try to make us angry, and how we handle confrontation. So these are difficult issues in our lives. I don't know, but I get provoked. Do you get provoked? Do you get agitated? Do you get confronted at times by situations and by people? All these things are real situations in each one of our lives. So do we respond to these situations with meekness? That means with control. Power under control. Because you have the power to respond in an unbridled, in an untamed way by letting your anger fly, by giving that person a piece of your mind. Have you ever given somebody a piece of your mind? I'm sure we all have at some stage or other. Well, that is unbridled emotion. That's not meekness. Okay? So, meekness answers the question as to how we deal with these things. Because if you look at what are called the four temperaments, I'm sure you've heard of the four temperaments: choleric, melancholic, phlegmatic, and sanguine. And it is said that we all fit into one of those categories, that we are mainly choleric, melancholic, phlegmatic, or sanguine. And you may say, Mike, what on earth are you talking about this morning? Because I've never even heard of some of those words. Okay, I'm sure you have, but you may not actually know what they mean. A choleric is an extroverted, hot-tempered, quick-thinking, active, practical person who is strong-willed and gets easily annoyed. Some of you here fit into that category, believe it or not, and you recognize yourself when I'm speaking. Well, more often than not, you recognize other people rather than yourself. But we are all mainly one of these. We are a mixture, actually, of them. But very, very often, we're not evenly balanced. We haven't got 25% of each. We could be 50% of one. Okay, so mainly one. So the choleric makes a very good leader, or very often they are the leadership types, because the choleric is the type of person who will walk over their mother in order to get what they want. I know, yeah. It's bad, isn't it? But that's a choleric. Okay? The melancholic is the introverted, logical, thinking, factual, private, let's do it right kind of person. Very analytical, very thinking, can be given to melancholy and depression sometimes, can be given to ups and downs, depending on how they're feeling. So that's the melancholic, driven by emotion. Sometimes they're way up, and sometimes they're way down. And then you have your phlegmatic person, who is calm and unemotional and easygoing. The type of person who never gets upset. You know, the worst type of marriage is where you have a melancholic person who's always up or down, and then you have your phlegmatic person who never gets upset about anything. And his wife is thinking, have you not got any feelings? That's the worst type of marriage in many ways, or at least the type of marriage that gives rise to most conflict. So your phlegmatic person, very level, very easygoing. And then you have your sanguine person, who is your extroverted, fun-loving, impulsive, loves to entertain, easily amused, and an optimistic person. They say those type of people make great evangelists. Your choleric makes a good leader. Your melancholic makes a great pastor. Your sanguine makes a great evangelist. Now, each of these temperaments has got its negative aspect. The meek can handle provocation, agitation, confrontation, because they overcome the negative side of their temperament. Okay? So the negative side of the choleric, which is getting angry so easily. The negative side of the phlegmatic never has any emotion, always on the level. He can show some response, overcoming the negative. And for your sanguine, who is impulsive, you know, the meek person learns to overcome that impulsiveness. So, in their relationships with people, the meek person shows gentleness towards all people and are easy to get on with. That's your meek person. They have learned to overcome the negative aspects of their personality. As it says in the Bible, in Titus 3 verse 2, it says, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. That is a wonderful definition of meekness. Avoid quarreling, be gentle, and show perfect courtesy towards all people. So the meek person is gentle and easy to get on with. The meek person can be cool when others are hot-tempered, cool under pressure. Somebody once said, in their patience, they keep possession of their own souls when they can scarcely keep possession of anything else. But the meek person has got that incredible self-control. When all around them are losing their heads, they can keep theirs. The meek person is not easily provoked. They respond in silence or sometimes with a soft answer. Yeah, a soft answer. A kind answer turns away anger. So that's the meek person. So they're not easily provoked. But they can be assertive when they need to be. They can be strong-willed and impulsive when there is need for it, without responding with undue irritation. So in our relationships with other people, especially in confrontation, we must treat other people with meekness, that means with gentleness and with respect, not acting as if we were better than others or that we know better than others, but humbly and respectfully. So there's a great challenge for every one of us here this morning to be meek like Jesus was, and to be meek like Moses was, and to submit ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says that the meek are blessed and they shall inherit the earth. So what does that mean? Well, it can mean two things. It means, first of all, that the meek have great influence. Those who lose their tempers lose influence. Those who lose their tempers lose people. They might win an argument, but they lose the person. Those who are meek and respond with a soft answer, they have great influence. People sit up and they listen to such a person. And secondly, meekness, however ridiculed and run down it may be in the world, has a real tendency to promote our health, our wealth, our comfort, and our safety. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Meekness wins you influence with people. How to win friends and influence people. There was a book written about that. But meekness is a real key in that. Having yourself and your emotions and your thoughts under the control of the Holy Spirit. And then secondly, it has a real tendency to promote your health. Anger doesn't promote your health. If anything, the opposite. But calmness under pressure has a real tendency to promote your health and your wealth and your comfort and your safety. So this is a real message of support for you this morning, a real message of direction, that if you get hold of this and you learn to get hold of your emotions, or I learn to get hold of my emotions, then we go through the world. You go through your life in a controlled and orderly way, without forcefulness, without bullying anybody else, without intimidation or without coercion. And that's a wonderful way to be in life. And this makes for influence, it makes for health and happiness, and even for prosperity. Amen? The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. Amen. We've been committing people to the Lord recently. Paul Johnson, Gwen Bridge, Lena on Thursday. You know, meek people, people who were a great influence for us, their inheritance will endure forever. Because they have died, it doesn't mean their inheritance has come to an end. You have an inheritance that will endure forever. It's not all about this life. It's about a life to come as well. And it says, in times of disaster, they will not wither. You're not going to flounder. You're not going to give in. Your knees are not going to give way under you. But in days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. Isn't that wonderful? So this is in contrast to the stormy and agitated and angry person who seems to come up against all kinds of opposition and difficulty. It's true. Those who constantly get angry and lose their patience and lose their control over their emotions come up against all sorts of relationship problems. they come up against all kinds of difficulty. Such a person doesn't receive any promise from God. The evil will be destroyed, it says, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. So do you want peace and do you want prosperity? Do you want health and a level of security and wealth in your life? Then learn to practice meekness. Learn to overcome your emotions and learn to place yourself under the control of the Holy Spirit. So meekness is not weakness, but an essential Christian virtue. It's submission to God and it's respect for our fellow human being. So am I submitted to God today? I need to ask myself that question. Have I really come to that place of bowing the knee to Jesus and saying, Lord, you take control of my life. I am yours. Okay, you may have said, Lord, I receive the forgiveness of my sins, and you become a Christian. But have you moved on to the next step and say, Lord, my life now belongs to you. You bought me with a price. I am no longer my own. My life belongs to you. And therefore, Lord, I say to you this morning, take my hand, and if you say to me, go left, I'll go left. If you say, go right, I'll go right. If you say, stop, I'll stop. I will do whatever you tell me to do. We have people in this church who are now in Cambodia because they bowed the knee to Jesus and they said, Lord, whatever you ask me to do, I will do. We have Sajda doing this incredible work in Pakistan because I'm sure you cannot do such a work without bowing the knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life and saying, Lord, I will do it, but you have to provide for me. And isn't that fantastic? £40,000 God provided. When we bow the knee to Jesus and we say, Lord, my life is yours, then he takes on the responsibility for caring for us and providing for us. Seek first the kingdom of God, it says, and all these things will be added unto you. So am I submitted to God today? And secondly, am I meek in my relationships with other people? Doesn't mean to say I allow people to walk all over me. I'm a doormat in my relationships. No, it doesn't mean that. Yeah? It means I'm assertive when I need to be assertive. But above all, I am controlled in my emotions. My emotions are under the control of the Holy Spirit. So how do I develop meekness? And I'm just going to leave you with these couple of points that you can take away with you this morning. How can I develop meekness in my life? Number one, you can acknowledge the negative side of your personality. So you can acknowledge maybe the anger or the impulsiveness or the impatience, the choleric side of you. You can perhaps acknowledge that you should show more emotion. So that's where it starts. It starts by acknowledging the negative side of my personality. And then you submit your personality to God, especially the negative side of your personality. You say, Lord, I give you my anger. I am sorry that I give in to anger far too often. I'm an angry person. I respond with impulsiveness. I respond with impatience. I respond with lack of love. I respond with unkindness. All these things. So the negative side of our personalities we invite God into. And we place it under his control. And we say, Lord, from this moment on, I'm giving this side of my personality over to you. I want you to take control. Would you take control of my anger? Yeah? Well, whatever it might be, Lord, it's yours. I give it to you. And then, you know, whenever you experience anger, and maybe you've fallen in that area, you go back to God and you give it to God again. You don't give up. You persist. You allow God to take control. So there's got to be persistence. You've got to persist because many of us, We give it to God and then we get angry again and we get angry again. And we feel, Lord, nothing's happening here. This isn't working for me. It's working for other people. It's working for Sajda. It's working for Nina. But it's not working for me. Well, persist. If you want to experience anything of the grace of God in your emotions, you have to persist. Because remember, you and I, we have spent a lifetime giving into these emotions. It's not going to change overnight. It's going to change over a period of time. And as you persist and you stand your ground and you are assertive with the devil and with your own emotions and say, I will not give in to depression. I will not give in to impulsiveness. I will not give in to impatience. I will not give in to anger. As you do that and you stand your ground and you persist over weeks and months and sometimes years, then God is going to bring you to a place of peace and prosperity and great fruitfulness in your life and in your ministry.